poverty and losing the opportunities and so on. And so the sake of this life, to gain, to have a healthy life, happy life, wealthy life, comfortable life, and so on. So with such a purpose that one receives the teaching, then it's not right. Because as it is said that if you have an attachment to this life, then it is not a religion. One is not a religious person. Or in other words, actually, dharma, to be a dharma. Dharma is not to gain wealth and health and so on to this life. But dharma is actually to liberate us from the samsara, from the circle of existence. And so therefore it is not with such a motivation that if one comes and receives teaching, it is not right. because there are other ways to overcome such a goal, or to gain such a goal. Now, some people who think that the life is impermanent, that one day we have to leave this world, and when we leave this world, although our physical body will be disposed in one way or another, but the mental consciousness, the mind, is something that we can't cremate. Our mind is something that we can't bury. Mind is something that we can't see with our naked eyes. And mind is something that we can't touch with our hands. And mind is something that we can't describe in its size or in its or colors or in specific shapes. So the mind you can't dispose the way we dispose our physical body. So the mind, although the body will be changed, but the mind cannot be disappeared. The mind has to go on. And so if we committed the negative deeds, then one will be falling down to the lower realms. So the lower realms have immense sufferings. So out of fear for the lower realms, and one who wishes to continuously born as in the higher realms, such as like in the human realm or in the God's realm, with such, if one listens to teaching or to practice, although it is a spiritual path, it is a dharma path, but it is not the higher path. It is an inferior path, because the goal is still within the circle of existence. Still, we continuously wish to be born as human beings and enjoy, or so rather, continue the worldly life. So this is the inferior path. Now, then who realize not only in the lower realms, but even in the higher realm, there's not a real happiness. We think there is a happiness. It appears like a happiness, but in reality, there's no happiness. In the human realm, as we can see, that there's no satisfaction. Nobody is 100% happy. Wherever you go, either it in the east or west, or whatever you do, whether you have wealth or you don't have wealth, or whatever you do, there's no 100% satisfaction. So this shows that the samsara is not the happiness. And so, all together, not only in the lower realms, even the highest God's realm and human realm, everywhere there's no real happiness. So in order to overcome sufferings permanently, that we need to liberate ourselves totally from suffering, totally from the samsara or the circle of existence. And to do that, one needs to gain nirvana. And of course, this is a very... So the, for the purpose of oneself, accomplishing the total liberation or the nirvana, that you receive the teachings. Although this is, of course, a very great thing now, this is a very great thing, but still, it is not the highest goal. And so, therefore, it is called the mediocre person's path. Then now, the one who realizes not only that the samsara is full of suffering, but also one who realizes that in reality, every sentient being is actually a very, very closely connected with us. Because we are, from the beginning last time until now, that we are caught up in this samsara. So we change our physical body many, many times, just like we change our clothes. We change our clothes many times, but the one who is wearing the clothes, it is the same person. Similarly, that we change our physical body many times, but the mental consciousness, the mind continuity of the mental consciousness, it is the same one that goes all the time. So therefore, every sentient being is actually very closely connected. At one time or another, that the sentient beings have become like our parents, our very dear father and mother and relatives, friends, and so on. And every time they have become our very close relatives and parents, they have given us so much love and so much care and protected from many dangers and many harms, saved from many harms, given us so much wealth and so much love. But now, today, due to the change of life, that we do not recognize each other, and we see only some of us, some as a friend and relatives, some as enemies, some as indifferent. But in reality, every sentient being is our very dear mother and father and so on. And so therefore, one must develop a compassion. And the mere compassion is not enough to rescue these sentient beings from the suffering of samsara. And now, at the moment, we ourselves are ordinary person. We do not have the wisdom, we do not have the full compassion, and we do not have the power. We ourselves also have no choice. Wherever the wind of karma blows, that we have to be there. There's no choice. We can't choose where we are going to be born in our next life. We can't choose anything. So it all depends on one's on the karmas. And so therefore, the person who is completely bound with the karma and the defilements cannot liberate other sentient beings. And so, and not only us, even the most powerful worldly deities, the deities that who have immense qualities, immense miracles, also cannot rescue all the sentient beings. So now who can rescue? Only the fully enlightened Buddhas. Buddhas who have departed from all forms of obscuration and all forms of every possible quality, who possess the every possible quality, such Buddhas can rescue sentient beings from the samsara. So therefore, now the goal, the sole purpose, the main goal of our, we as a Mahayanist, as we claim as a Mahayanist, so that we as a Mahayanist followers, that our main goal is to accomplish the full enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. So for that purpose, that you one should receive the teachings. So when you have this highest goal, then all the other qualities, such as like to overcome the obstacles in this life and to gain all the qualities such as like longevity and good health, prosperity, fulfilling your wishes, etc., are naturally accomplished.